NewsRELEASEMICHIGAN State Housing Development Authority. Today at the quarterly meeting of the Statewide Housing Partnership, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, MSHDA, celebrated the halfway point of Michigan's first five-year statewide housing plan, the plan, Gov. Gretchen Whitmer's Blueprint for Unified Action in Support of Housing Solutions, was published in June 2022, and the years since then have included many significant milestones, highlighted in a new online graphic and video. "Every Michigander deserves a safe, affordable place to live," said Whitmer. "With the goals we set in our statewide housing plan, we're focused on building more homes, driving down costs, and making our cities and towns better places to live, work, and invest. Over the last 4 years, we've added over 60,000 units. We are headed in the right direction, and in 2025, we are keeping our foot on the accelerator. Over the next few years, MSHDA will continue working hard to help us achieve our ambitious goals, cut red tape, build more housing, and move Michigan forward. The following are just some of the milestones achieved so far: $50 million invested annually into Michigan's Housing and Community Development Fund, $110 million in one-time investments into Michigan's Missing Middle Housing Program. Legislation passed, championed by the Housing Michigan Coalition, giving local governments greater flexibility with payment in lieu of taxes, pilots, the implementation of the COVID Emergency Rental Assistance Program and the Michigan Homeowner Assistance Fund. Michigan Economic Developers Association formed a housing task force, statewide tax increment financing for housing production, authorized by the legislature in 2023. The Tribal Nations Housing Development Assistance Program launched with the financial support and partnership of the Federal Home Loan Bank of Indianapolis, FHLBI, Michigan Association of Planning published Zoning Reform Toolkit, MI Neighborhood launched, a streamlined application with $118.5 million committed so far for housing projects in alignment with regional housing priorities. MSHDA's Rate Relief Mortgage Product, developed in consultation with and funded by FHLBI, increased legislative cap on MSHDA's single-family mortgages, paving way for expanded homeownership opportunities for Michiganders. Record MSHDA investments in housing production, in two consecutive years. "Today we celebrate our progress, but we aren't slowing down," said Amy Hovey, MSHDA's CEO and executive director. "The halfway point of the statewide housing plan marks billions of dollars in investment, the tireless efforts of Michigan's housing stakeholders, and new partnerships in progress. Over the next 2.5 years, we're going to keep adding resources, removing barriers, and building capacity together." MSHDA celebrated these wins with the release of a new video featuring local and statewide partners sharing how the plan helped support the work being done to create a more responsive and inclusive housing ecosystem across Michigan.